This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And, oh, by the way, very briefly, that convoy is in Ohio, with about 1,400 trucks in it, headed to Washington, D.C. They're hooking up with a couple of other convoys. I don't know how many are in the other ones. They're all going to go to D.C. together. You'll be hearing about it over the next day or so. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Happy Thursday. Good to be with you, as always.
Yes, sir. And we'll be talking about where we'll all be here in about, I don't know, 7 hours or thereabouts. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
Okay, I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty
and
justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a lot of things going on here. You've probably been listening to the show for a little while. Obviously, oil has jumped up because of everything that's going on here. The stock market is going wacky right now. It's going to do what it's going to do. That's just the way things go. But I'm not sure that we've got legitimate numbers when it comes to what we're hearing of the casualties and the death toll right now. Now, I've got two different reports in front of me. One says as many as 3,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed. Another one says 5,000.
Yeah, Captain, we talked about that. The truth is almost always somewhere in between, particularly as, you know, was noted here in the last 15 minutes, because we're not at war in Ukraine. We don't have American media with American troops and all there. So we're relying on second and third hand information, both from Russia and the Ukrainians. And both of them have got reasons to paint a particular picture. But I'm like you. I've heard from enough different places. I think 3,000 is pretty close. But let's say even if it was 5,000, the bottom line is there has been a lot of Ukrainian civilians killed in this. And that shouldn't surprise anybody. Those that understand Vladimir Putin, he hasn't suddenly gone nuts. He is the same KGB agent that he has always been. And so, and one thing militarily And, of course, Trump took some big heat from this. And it wasn't praising Putin. It was just recognizing that Putin has thought this out, but more so than the West and NATO and United States have on this, knew what the cost of this. And as wrong as he is, as much as a villain as this, he knows that the center of gravity when you're invading a country like this, and he knew that the world would react a certain way, but perhaps not as strong as they did, the center of gravity is the civilian population. He outnumbered in every aspect of resources militarily the Ukrainians at least 10 to 1. And that was just what they could put out on the battlefield and what he could put out, 10 to 1. And yet he knew that advantage is not what was going to win. It's the civilian. Mm-hmm. Because you've got throughout Europe and that part of Europe, it's all the civilian population. That was true in Vietnam. I mean, the Chinese and the North Vietnamese, they recognized that it wasn't going to be the South Vietnamese army, which was unreliable, or even the French that preceded us, or the Americans. It was the center of gravity was civilian population. Part of that was American support for the war, French civilian support for the war, and also the fact that as South Vietnamese were never on it because they were so divided and all that. So it's the center of gravity. So Putin strategically and militarily in his preparation of the battlefield is right. And so nobody should be surprised. We should be dismayed that there's many thousand. And then the other side of this was, you know, the reports about the Russian military casualties.
Right.
And that is a very bad news story for Vladimir Putin and the Russians. If you have even 1,000 or 2,000, and I believe that that's probably legitimate at least,
right,
Russian military soldiers that have died or become casualties of this, trading almost one for one, the center of gravity casualties on the Russian side with your own, that is a bad news story.
Yes, sir.
And it also means that it probably means he's going to be a little bit more desperate, and you're going to see more civilian casualties on the Ukrainian side as a result of that, because that's the response. It's not going to be a military versus military. So get ready for it. The worst may be yet to come. I hate to be a downside of that, but I believe that to be the truth.
All right. Well, we do have a developing story in Washington, D.C. right now. Reports are coming in that there's been an explosion near the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C. That's the only information I have right now at the moment. We'll have to wait and see what happens when we come back here. I'm going to try to find out some more. But I'll be right back, folks, with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Locally, you can meet Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People were interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can meet Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch every first Thursday between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in
All righty, down the street from Pirate City is right. And I will be there today at Mixon's from 11:30 to 1:30 in Bradenton. Colonel Wright will be there, and we'll have a whole cast of characters there. I believe Jeff from Sarasota will be there, and John and a few other folks, regular names that you hear, here calling in the show. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, has a number of locations. They've got a dealership in Crystal River. The flagship station, flagship location is in Newport Richey. Plus, they have Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. But don't forget, they're building a brand new dealership in Brooksville, right there just west of the expressway, the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. So that'll be open in about a month or two, and when it is, I'll be up there for the grand opening. Now remember, Moss Nissan, their policy is whatever it takes to be the best dealership in the country. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes, tire rotations for the life of your vehicle, and you can't beat the selection of Moss with several hundred new and used vehicles ready to go all the time. And the certified pre-owned vehicles that they have are worth about 35% more than what they were. That means the vehicle you're driving right now is worth more than what you think it is. Check it out. Might get a bunch of money that you hadn't planned on, and get yourself a new ride. Check it out. See what they can do for you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And Newport Richey, the flagship station, store, I keep wanting to say station, the flagship store is only 40 miles north of Tampa, and you can go up there and save thousands of dollars on your vehicle. All right, back to retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, you know, Cap, Matt, I was thinking that the best part of waking up on the first Thursday of the month is that is with Captain Matt Bruce in my cup. But if that cup doesn't get sufficiently filled enough times, the good thing about the first Thursday is that a few hours later, I'll be having lunch with the captain and I can get a fresh pot.
Hey, let's not forget the ice cream either.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my goodness. The orange swirl ice cream to die for. All right. Well, back to the drawing board here, because the situation, and from a military standpoint, okay, there's a lot of people that are going. And by the way, I heard it last night. I was at an event, and they were talking about American troops getting involved, and somebody has to do something because these people are being slaughtered, this, that, and the other, and all that. Well, they're not quite being slaughtered. Yeah, they're being killed. Yeah, they're having bombs dropped on them. But I got a feeling that somebody amongst the European Union and the NATO allies is going to act on their own and step up and help out the Ukrainians. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that the combined effects, there are some silver linings to all this amidst all the horrors that are going on. But the fact that, one, NATO found a purpose that it lost for a long time. Thank you, Vladimir Putin, for creating that.
Right.
And I don't mean that in a real positive sense. But a lot of, you know, from Germany to Poland all that have responded a certain way. And I think that may be right. I hope there's never situations where the United States feels like we've reached it. Because if we reach the point to where we say we need to have American troops on the ground fighting Russians, that will have meant that a lot of things are going to fail. And I'm hopeful because I don't think this thing is going well for Vladimir at all. And it's not going nearly as well. He's not stupid. But I do think he has some measures of miscalculation here. That is not going to play to him. And that may be another one. What you're referring to, somebody stepping up to the plate. I think that in small measures, a lot of folks are stepping up to the plate in a way that I personally am pleasantly surprised to see. And we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, we will. And we'll have to just sit back and watch. Now, something else that was noticed by a lot of different people was the fact that the House passed a resolution last night in support of the Ukraine as a full-scale Russian invasion rages on. But just a couple of hours after that, the United Nations voted to condemn Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, which the first thing I thought of was, this sounds like...
locally, you can meet Captain Matt Bruce of
like,
the Captain's...
there we go. This sounds like... George H.W. Bush and Saddam Hussein again, when they did all of this stuff.
Yeah, it is funny how certain things repeat themselves. And then you look for the distinctions, what's different, because you don't want to apply the same solutions, especially the same solutions that may have not been very wise at the time. But, yeah, that's all good stuff. It is a little bit more than words. It's important. Especially when you're talking about making decisions about what the next military steps ought to be. It's important that these things happen. That's a part of preparing the battlefield. But Denise talked about when she was with you, you know, the usual cast of characters either abstained or voted with Russia on this. Surprise, surprise. And Syria, Belarus. Those nations, of course, have voted with Russia on that. That's not to be said because they got a price to pay to go against Russia right now. They owe Russia big time. But, the same kinds of things that Vladimir did in Syria, and he was resolved to do that, which led to civilian casualties, much of which was not covered very well or revealed. Part of preparing the battlefield in Ukraine should have been saying, hey, this is what he has demonstrated he's done in the past and being honest about it. And we in the West and all that, we weren't really honest with it and we weren't very forthcoming. We didn't have the kind of investigative truth-saying journalism in part because of who's was in the White House and all that. And that's ludicrous. Mm-hmm. And the same thing should be true now. If you got a guy that's the president of the United States right now that you're not particularly crazy about, Well, listen, you got to look beyond that. You can't do this knee-jerk labeling of things to say, because there are a couple things, measures have been taken out. Some of them maybe a day later, a dollar short. Some of them couldn't have been taken until now, and they all have an impact. They are having that. But, of course, the current administration owns this thing right there. But America owns this failure to prepare the battlefield, especially intelligence-wise, going back at least two decades. Starting with George W. Bush.
All right, Colonel, we've got the phone lines lit up, but I want to try to get to some callers, so hang on there. Let's see what we got going. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, sir. This is Eric in Houston.
All right, 30 seconds, because I got the lines lit up.
Yeah, roger that. Okay, here's the thing, and this is my opinion. We call ourselves a nation of laws and not men, and we value contracts and agreements, correct? So if that is true, why is there so much, how should I say, nearsightedness or selective omission as to what the Ukrainians have done towards the separatist regions for almost 20 years?
All right, we'll answer it. Thank you very much, Eric. Okay. Real quick, Colonel, what do you think? And then I got another two more callers.
I hear you said them a lot, and the truth is always somewhere in between. The Ukraine is not totally evil. They are super, we don't want to romanticize other Ukrainians either, but one thing is very clear. The bad guy at the current time is the Russians. It is Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. We'll deal with that, and we should be with open eyes with what the real deal is with the Ukrainians.
So all right.
He's part right, but what he's suggesting is partly dangerous, too.
Okay. Okay, let's go get number two. Caller number two, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Oh, it's back in Bob here. Can you hear me?
All right. You got 30 seconds. Make it real quick.
Okay, what do you think the chances are that the Russian military or his Congress will depose him? And I just want to make one more point. Those Stinger missiles only reach up to 10,000 feet or so.
All right.
Are you sending something stronger?
All right, thanks. Okay, go ahead, Colonel.
I don't think it's going to happen, because that preposition is one that somehow Vladimir Putin is not the same guy he's always been. He's not. He hasn't lost the support of the Russian people. The war has. In Vietnam, as much as we went against the war here, our civilian population, we turned the tide. I don't remember seeing a lot of serious things amongst the military to try to assassinate Lyndon Baines Johnson. Okay, so quit that kind of silly thinking about saying, hey, seriously, let's get the Russian military to do something like the plot to kill Adolf Hitler. It's not the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
History's got some things that are in common.
All right.
You got to look at the differences.
Well, Colonel, I'm going to have to let it go at that, and you and I will see each other at lunch today over at Mixon's in Bradenton. So I look forward to having lunch with you, sir.
Have a safe trip over the bridge to see me. I'll see you then, Captain.
All righty. Lieutenant Colonel, retired. Kevin Wright. We have him on Tuesdays. We have him on Thursdays. I'll be right back with Bo Browning. We're going to talk about what it takes to get an airplane up in the air. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia appears to be stepping up its death and destruction campaign in Ukraine. Over 1 million refugees have now fled the invaded country. Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom, Damian Hines, on Sky News Thursday morning.
These families, mothers, children, who've had these extraordinary difficult journeys in the most horrible circumstances. And look, our country is absolutely stepping up to the plate, as other friends and neighbours across Europe are doing, to make sure that in this time of their greatest need, we are there for the Ukrainian people.
The International Paralympic Committee announced Thursday it will block athletes from Russia and Belarus from the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The games start Friday. The January 6th Select Committee says it has evidence former President Trump may have engaged in criminal acts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is the first time a potential criminal case against Trump has been announced. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know the National Aviation Academy, you heard me talk about them before. They sponsor our Military and Veterans News segment. And, of course, they've got two locations. Now, you can go to either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and ask to take a tour of the facility. Now, the number to call to do that is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Tell them you want to take a tour of one of their facilities. You'll be able to talk to at least a student or two, an instructor or two, and the folks that do the money, the student loans, and get everything squared away and find out everything you need to know. Veterans, they will help you with your GI paperwork. If you need help, they're there to do that too. Now, find out more about them online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Okay, in studio today. We have Bo Browning. Good morning, Mr. Bo.
Good morning.
This is a great day to be over in Ukraine. I mean, look at the money those you could be making over there.
I don't know about being in a war zone at any time. You know, it's a tough go of it to make that money.
Well, the reason I said that is because if you get the luck of the draw and you wind up working overseas, right?
Sure.
You are going to make a bunch of money.
Sure. Yeah. The possibility is absolutely there. You know, the aviation business, you know, ever since the pandemic, you know, everybody thought the aviation industry was going to take a huge hit. Well, it rebounded extremely quickly. You know, the average median, you can go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and look at the average median salary for an aviation maintenance technician. We have all those links posted on our website. But the industry, you know, like I always tell everybody, the industry's been very, very good to me. It's all I've really done my entire adult life. I've worked in the aviation industry in some form or fashion my entire adult life. And, you know, the opportunity is amazing there. The only thing that, you know, I see that is a problem, and you talked about this earlier in the program, is you know, obviously the price of oil, you know, the price of fuel, it's going to impact not only us as citizens.
The entire aircraft industry.
But it's going to impact every industry that, you know, operates any kind of vehicle, you know, aircraft, you know, ground vehicles, trains, you name it. It's going to impact everybody. So, you know, that's going to be a downfall, and, you know, I think it's time to consider opening back up that pipeline here in the United States.
And drill, baby, drill.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, nowadays the technology is there to make it extremely safe to do that. So, you know, unfortunately we have to get past this point, and, you know, hopefully everything goes well. But right now the aviation industry is doing very, very well. It's just like any other industry in the United States right now. You know, they're struggling getting people returned to the workforce. So, therefore, there is opportunity out there for an individual that wants to work hard. You know, people transition out of the military. You know, obviously there's opportunity there. You know, you bring a strong work ethic. You bring a diverse set of skills, you know, to the industry. And also, you know, people graduating high school, civilians transitioning careers, really don't know what they're going to do. You know, the aviation industry is absolutely something for you to look into and see if it's the right fit for you. You know, there is opportunity out there.
Because there are so many people that are being hurt financially, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Harry Kushner, Communist Chinese, whatever we got in this country, they're all being hurt financially. Because of that, I'm going to go out on a limb right now, and I'm going to tell you that not only will the Republicans win the House with probably a veto majority, but they could do the same damn thing in the Senate, because people are hopping mad about this. Hopping mad. And I mean, they can't stand it. They're livid. People light up. Their faces get red when they talk about this. They are mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. And I'm telling you, for the people listening to me around the country right now, you know exactly what I'm saying. And the Democrats are going to get hosed in a way they've never even thought of.
Well, you know, the United States, you know, we're you know, it's kind of a crossroads right now. You know, for me, I know how everything's impacted me. You know, I see our students are struggling every day. They're trying to go to school. They're trying to start a new career. At the same time, they may have families, they may have financial responsibilities they're taking care of. There is opportunity to work out there, but you know, even though you're making $15 an hour, $18 an hour, you know, $3.50 a gallon of gas, you know.
Oh, it's, you know, trust me,
14
it's,
months
it'll
later,
be $4 by, you know, it'll be $4 by the middle of next week, right,
you know,
here.
It takes a huge hit, you know. I mean, you know, people need to look to the future, plan out, and, you know, look into what careers are going to be sustainable, which ones are not. And, you know, the aviation industry will always be here because everybody has to travel. Somebody has to travel. Somebody's going to get on an aircraft. Somebody's going to get in a car. You know, so, you know, skilled labor, I still believe, is the way to go in the United States. And absolutely, you know, look into your different options.
Okay, now what I want to really talk to you about, and we got all of that out of the way there because it's good that we did, because everybody's, you know, everybody's really livid about this right now. Okay, we've heard that the Ukrainian pilots have been trained to fly these MiG-29s.
Sure.
Somebody's going to have to maintain them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking they're going to have a bunch of private contractors working on these. So walk me through what happens when you're overseas. What do you do to certify an airplane?
So, let's say, from what I've heard from what we've discussed, there sounds like they're bringing a lot of these aircraft out of preservation. In other words, they were in storage. So obviously you've got to get some maintainers out there. You've got to go through all the systems. You got to make sure all the operational systems on the aircraft are operating as advertised, the way they're designed to operate. Now some of those systems, you may be able to fly the aircraft. You may be able to fly a mission without some of those systems because it may not be a absolute need to fly that particular mission. But, obviously the aircraft has to be safe, has to be operational, and, just like anything else that you've had sitting in storage for, 6 months, a year, 10 years, you're going to have some flaws in that. There's going to be some problems. You're going to have to troubleshoot some systems out. But the biggest thing is when you pull that inventory out of preservation, you just have to go through it. You have to inspect it. You have to do all the operational checks. And you just have to go through the systems and you troubleshoot it out. You correct those things and absolutely put them back in the sky. And they will operate as advertised if you got the right kind of people. Get them out of preservation.
And I don't know anything about a MiG-29. I know very little about American planes, but I know that our people are very capable. So I'm assuming that there's got to be schematics somewhere on the MiGs.
Absolutely. There are, when the Soviet Union collapsed, a lot of that Soviet armament, a lot of that Soviet technology, got sold around the world. Countries around the world, including the United States, bought a lot of that technology. We utilize a lot of their aircraft, especially helicopters, because they do have some very large helicopters, do a lot of heavy lifting. They're designed to do very specific things. And also, so there are companies in the United States that bought a lot of that armament after the collapse of Soviet Union. And so the technology is there. People understand it. There are people around the world that have worked on those different types of products. And also, the information is available. It's just getting the right people to the right spot and getting the aircraft back up in an operational status to carry out the missions that they're going to have to fly.
All right, and folks, I am talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. If you want to call us and ask us any questions, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. I'm going to open up my Facebook page right now because I certainly missed the opportunity to catch any notes that were being sent to me, and here's one right here. So let's see here. All right, well, I'll have to look at that during the break because it's too involved. It looks like it's a group of some sort. But anyway, all right, folks, don't go anywhere. Bo and I will be right back. Got a little bit more to talk about here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you got any questions, give us a call. By the way, if you're looking to get a job, you want to get trained, we'll tell you how to do it. And you can make a lot of money in the process.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, alrighty. Now it's time for me to play an Edwards Notebook and then we'll get right back to Bo.
I believe I have finally come to the point or I can thank Democrat politicians and media activists for unknowingly igniting a populist Restore U.S. movement that may dwarf the Trump MAGA movement. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the Biden regime has boldly gone where no one has gone before to bring about economic, moral, and academic destruction throughout the land. Biden and company's suppression of the truth regarding the Corona China virus, the unleashing of record numbers of ghoulish thugs, both domestic and illegal border crossers, the shutdown of economic growth and energy independence, along with the instigation that helped to create the madness going on right now in Ukraine, and the confirmed torture of freedom-loving patriots in the United States Gulag in D.C. and two other locations, while Capitol Police Officer Michael Byrd is free after murdering an unarmed woman. This Democrat Party madness is uniting Americans from all walks of life who desire life, liberty, and our unalienable rights, which come from God Almighty. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, go to BlueRidgeCoffeeCrafters.com.
Now, I will tell you that Constitutional Grounds Coffee can also be gotten by going to the Ron Edwards website, theronedwards.com. Now, if you haven't had it, here's your chance to go buy it, because theronedwards.com, look at the constitutional grounds display that's there, use the promo code RE20, get 20% off your order, and away you go. And it's the coffee that you're going to want in your cup. All right, back to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Again, trying to make hay out of salt water here. I was inundated about the aircraft issue when we heard, and everybody wanted to know, how are they going to do this? Where are they going to get these planes? Where are they going to get the people? Is that something, can somebody actually do that kind of job? Okay, let's say I got a guy that's 40 years old right now listening to the program, maybe even 50 listening to the program. They're a high school grad. They know how to fix their car, shade tree mechanic.
Sure.
They could do this job, right?
Absolutely. You know, like everybody else that started out in the aviation industry, you know, we all just, you know, we were looking for a job. We're looking for a skill set. And, we picked it up. We learned it. We went to school. And you know, this is what we do now. So anybody that has the willingness, that has the want to, anybody that wants to be successful, you know, as long as you have a good hard work ethic and you're willing to put in the work, you know, you know, not only can you work on aircraft, but you can be successful at anything in life, obviously, right? You just have to want to be successful. That is the first and foremost thing. When you go to school, you know, like I've always said, make sure the school is the right fit. Make sure the school is going to deliver what you're actually looking for. And make sure the industry that you're going into, you understand that it's something that you really want to do. You know, people want to be successful. You know, National Aviation Academy, the instructors, the staff at National Aviation Academy truly believe in people being successful. You just have to put in the hard work. You have to put in the effort in order to be successful. Nothing is given to you without hard work in this world. Everybody has to work hard.
Well, I've met a number of your instructors and a number of your office personnel, too, and I've always been impressed with how happy they are and how professional they are, and they've always treated me very, very nicely, and I've seen the way they treat other people. It's always been the same way. The only buddy in there at Roughhouse is anybody's you.
Yeah, well, no. No, unfortunately, sometimes I have to deal with some of the negative
aspects.
I'm just kidding. But that's part of their job. Again, accountability. We're talking about an industry where everybody has to be accountable mm-hmm. for their actions. You know, every single day, an aviation maintenance technician around the world is making a decision on if that aircraft is safe to operate or if it is not. And if it is not safe to operate, what needs to be done to get it back in a safe operational status, right? So we have to be responsible. We have to have confidence in what we do. And we have to have confidence in the other technicians that are around us also. Some of the things I deal with over at National Aviation Academy are things that, you know, have consequences to them, you know, and we have to recognize that, and we all move forward.
But your placement over there of your graduates is extremely high.
Yes.
You have a number of companies that come over to recruit your people before they've even graduated.
Yeah, absolutely. National Aviation Academy, both of our locations in Massachusetts and here in Florida. You know, we run 3 career fairs a year at each one of those locations. You know, we'll have anywhere from, you know, 30 to 40 plus employers on site. We do webinars. You know, obviously during the pandemic, you know, we stopped doing that in-person stuff. We did a lot of webinars. We continue on with the webinars. We have employers come in now to see our students. So there is opportunity there. Skilled labor in the United States is in demand. The aviation industry is in demand. It is something that if you're willing to work hard, you're looking for a career, you know, there is opportunity in the aviation industry for an individual.
Mm. Well, that's very good. And again, folks, to find out more about National Aviation Academy, go to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. asked to take the tour. And when you take the tour, tell me if I'm wrong, Bo, you'll be able to talk to a student or two.
Sure.
Be able to talk to an instructor or two. And the people that do the student loans will be right there, too. Veterans, they'll be able to help you and point you in the right direction to get your GI Bill working for you. And civilians, be able to help you there.
For all prospective students, people that are looking into school, if you're a veteran, you need to go onto the VA website. You need to understand what your benefits, your education benefits are, and your eligibility status. If you're not a veteran, you know, you need to go on the Federal Student Aid website, Department of Education, for the free application for Federal Student Aid. Fill out your FAFSA. You know, that will get you started. If you have any questions, National Aviation Academy can assist you with some of those questions. But, you know, start the research, research schools. You can go on, you know, different types of college navigators to help you compare schools and things like that. But start that process so you understand what your benefits look like. You already have some information, you know, questions to ask of the potential school, National Aviation Academy, for example. You know, you have questions asked that's going to set you up in a better position to be successful. You know, National Aviation Academy runs a program that our primary goal is to start you and get you through the program as quickly as possible. Make sure you hit all the benchmarks, you meet all the prerequisites, and you get out in the industry and you go to work, right? So, you know, certifications are number one thing. You know, you must get the certifications when you come through the program. It will open the doors in the industry for you as long as you get those certifications. Get your airframe, get your power plant certification, get your NCAT, get your elements 1, 3, and 8 for your FCC. Get those certifications, it will open the doors for you.
Okay, very good. And, Bo, I want to thank you very much for coming in this week, and look forward to talking to you again. And I know you're going to stay out of trouble over there because you got no choice.
Absolutely, every day.
National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, and the number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour, get yourself on the platform, and away you go. All right, got to tell everybody real quick about Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road, McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a 100 Douglas steel or two. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Remember, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, again, all veterans, all military, all first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. In the meantime, I'll see you in Bradenton today, 11:30 to 1:30. Have lunch with the captain. God bless America, and God bless Ukraine. See ya.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.